Hello.
Hi, is Katrina available, please?
Yes,
hi, Katrina. How are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct? Can you hear me okay, Katrina?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay. No problem at all. So I've been allocated your case file and I'm going to be your case handler, okay? All I need to do, Katrina, is just get your case file set up. It takes about 5-10 minutes maximum. And then once I've done that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward, Katrina. Is that okay?
No, I was just curious what was going on because I've been in care for a long time.
Right, okay. So I'll explain to you. So anybody that was in care before the year 2004, because the correct protocols were not put into place within the care system, you do qualify for a compensation payment. Now, the average payment at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay? I totally understand that. The legal team will also be able to get your records for you as well.
That's all right. Me and my sister.
Oh, is it yourself and your sister, was it, Katrina?
Aye.
Okay. Is your sister still with us?
Aye, she lives in Glasgow still.
Oh, does she? Do you have contact with your sister?
All the time, every day.
Oh, right, okay. So she'll be eligible as well for this compensation payment.
She's older than me, so she'll know a wee bit more than me.
Will she? Okay.
Aye.
Now, in regards to the compensation, it's never going to heal any scars, Katrina, but it will provide you with a brighter future. Okay. Okay. So, are we okay to go through a case report with you at, say, 5 minutes?
Aye.
All right. Brilliant. Like I said, the legal team will be able to get the records up for you as well. Like I said, it's not going to heal any scars, but hopefully... the average amount is around about £45,000. Okay, no problem at all. Was there a main reason why you applied?
I don't know. It just flagged up there, and I thought, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you have any grandchildren or anything, or do you have any children?
No, I don't. There's no kids at all. She had, my sister does, but I don't.
Oh. Right, okay. I mean, even if you do get, obviously, the payment does get assessed to you, maybe you could pass it to them if you didn't want it. That would make sense.
No, they're not in touch with my sister at the moment either. They've disappeared as well.
Wow.
Okay.
What we'll do, Katrina, we'll get it set up for you anyway, because it gives you a bit of justice as well. Okay.
Right.
And obviously, like I say, if you don't need the money, I mean, it could possibly just try and help you with anything in regards to bills or anything like that.
Aye, mate.
So, Katrina, I've got an email address. It's katrinamagari8@gmail.com. Is that correct?
katrinamagari8@gmail.com, aye.
That's what. Do you have access to your emails, do you, Katrina?
All the time.
You do. Brilliant stuff. So, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay? So if you do have any questions after the call or you do need any updates, you can save this number and you can always contact me back on this number. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay. So I'm going to go for a case file with you now, Katrina. It's going to take me about 5 minutes to do so. Bear me just one moment. Is it Miss or Mrs. Katrina?
Miss.
Is it Miss? There you go. Do you have a middle name at all, Katrina?
Mary.
Mary, M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y-I.
Yeah, that's correct. Confirm your date of birth for me, please, Katrina.
24/5/67.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
No, have we?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Wow.
Strange. Is it yours 1967, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem at all. Mine's just a different date, that's all, a different year. Bear with me just one moment, Katrina. The best number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, is that correct?
That's the best one.
Is this your best one, is it? Brilliant. I'm just going to pop your email. If I do go quiet, Katrina, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your case file as we go along, okay?
Hi.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm your postcode, Katrina, if you don't mind?
ME12.
Sorry, say that again.
ME12.
Yep.
M for mother, E for elephant, 12.
Yep, yep.
4, Q for Queen Upper Rover.
And is it Wing Road? Is that correct in Sheerness?
Wing, it's not in Sheerness, it's outside Sheerness. Winehouse, Wing Road, aye.
Okay. The house number, did you say it was flat 1, did you say?
Aye, flat 1.
Flat 1, yeah, I've got it here on system. Bear with me a moment, Katrina, thank you. And it's Wing House, I've got that here. And it, is it lays down on sea, is that right?
Aye.
Whatsoever like where you are, Katrina.
It's all right. Sun's out.
Not too
bad at the moment. A wee bit windy, but aye.
Are you quite close to the sea?
About 50 yards away.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. Not far then. Not far at all. Okay. So as I mentioned to you, there will be a few questions I do need to ask. If they don't apply to you, you can just say skip. It's not a problem at all. Okay. First question is, Katrina, do you have a terminal illness?
A long illness, but not terminal.
Okay, that's fine. I'll need to place onto your report as well a beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, because the compensation amount is a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you between now and the legal team to pay you out, and unfortunately we couldn't pay you, who would you like it to go to?
My sister.
You want it to go to your sister. And what's your sister's name?
Missy Michelle McCann.
Michelle, what was her surname? Was it McCann?
No, Marjorie. Obviously, she got married, so her surname's McCann.
Oh, so it's McCann the surname?
Michelle Marjorie McCann's her full name. Her middle name's Mary as well.
That's fine, no problem at all. Do you have a contact number at all for Michelle?
Aye.
Have you got that to hand, Katrina?
I don't know. She'll appreciate it, though.
Oh, no. We won't contact her in any way. We'd only contact her if anything happens to you.
ISO 7.
Yep.
495.
Yes.
382.
Yep.
437.
Okay. So like I said to you there, Katrina, we'd only contact her if anything was to happen to you. Touch wood, happens to you, okay, that's all that is. It's just if obviously anything happened to you and we couldn't give you the money, we'd have to give it to your sister, okay?
I've already got health insurance set up, so...
Oh, have you? Oh, all right, okay. It may help towards that if needs be. Okay. So, Katrina, in regards to when you was in child care, how old were you when you first entered care?
Oh, God, I don't know. My sister will know that. I'd be about 5 or 6.
5 or 6. Do you remember the name of the place where you was at?
The Children's Home, Carswood.
Carswood.
House.
Carwood House Children's Home.
Carswood, Carswood, Carswood.
Okay. Let me just pop that in the record to see if we can bring it up. I won't be a moment. Okay.
You want my social worker?
Oh, no, no, it's fine. It's not a problem. I'm just going to bring up the records. Bear with me a moment there, Katrina. Okay.
Bye.
So I've got Carwood, Carwood.
That's it, Carswood. We in Scottish, it sounds different, but Carswood House.
I've got it here.
No more.
I've got it here on the record so I can see it there in a moment. Cars, it's CARSEWOOD, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. I'm going to bring up the records. Was it in Hillfoot, by any chance?
No, it was in Johnston, Howard, Johnston, Howard.
Okay. And you said you was around about 5 or 6. How long was you there for?
Oh, till I was 18.
Oh, till you was 18, was you?
They tried to adopt me out a couple of times, but never worked.
Give me a moment there, Katrina. Okay, I'm just going to bring up the records. I'm just going to make sure that we've got the correct place.
Carswood House, CARSWOOD.
So,
it's not
can we do it phonetically? Was it B for Bravo, did you say?
What?
Are you right to spell the first bit of it for me? Is that okay?
Yeah. CARSWOOD.
Yep.
House.
Carswood House. Yep.
Carswood House.
Carswood House, okay. Oh, there we go. Give me a moment.
It's not there no more.
No, it's been I can see it's been demolished, hasn't it?
Aye.
Was it in Renfrewshire, is that correct?
Aye, Renfrewshire, aye.
Yeah, I've got it here, I've got it on the records. Bear with me a moment, Katrina, okay?
Aye.
Even though it's not there no more, we've still got the records for it?
Oh, aye.
Okay. And you said you was there till you was 18?
Aye.
Yeah. That was around about 1988, wasn't it? Was you there till around about 1988?
Yes,
I'm there. Okay, that's fine. My social worker put me in a
bed set down.
Say that again, sorry, Katrina.
My social worker put me in a bed set.
Your social worker?
Above my sister.
Okay. What I need to ask you here now, Katrina, okay? When you was at Carswood Home, was there any physical or mental or sexual abuse?
No. Not that I can remember. The only forced us to eat certain food, and if we left it, they gave it to you the next meat for breakfast.
Wow. Okay. Let me just place that on there. Did you ever see any children being restrained at all?
Probably me.
Bear with me a moment.
I was a wee fucker then.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the children were restrained, is that right?
No, I was restrained. I don't know what the other said.
You was restrained as well?
I was, not the other kids.
And you was restrained by other, by staff members?
Aye, locked in my fucking bed. Oh, excuse me. Locked in my bedroom.
And how long would you be locked in your room?
I don't know, to the next day, I suppose.
Wow, okay. Would you say there was mental abuse as well?
Of course.
From staff members, okay. Okay, now I need to ask you this question, Katrina. Within your adulthood, would you say that you have any sort of mental health or PTSD or any anxiety?
Very much so.
Okay, that's right, you'll be... awarded compensation, okay.
Anxiety is the worst thing.
So, mental health and anxiety.
Hi.
Have you ever been on any medication at all, Katrina?
I've been on antidepressants.
Okay, I'm going to put that onto your report for you. Bear me a second. Okay. So, Katrina, I've just placed that onto your report. I'm going to save that. Okay. Now, what the legal team will do, they'll elaborate on a statement for you. So when the legal team do give you a call back in around about 7 to 14 days' time, they'll let you know exactly what the report of the statement does say, if you're happy with that, and they'll go and proceed with it in regards to getting the compensation for you. Okay. Now, Katrina, what I need to do, I need to get an authorization email out to you while you're on the phone. It's a click signed document to state that you're happy with one of the legal team to contact you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bear with me a second. Bear with me a moment.
Don't ask me how to do internet chat for all that.
Or I'll be able to help you out. It's literally just a click signed document, that's all it is. You'll receive it as a text message as well. So that's been sent through now. If you have a look on your phone, do you know how to work your emails?
Hang on.
Can you see that?
What's it got? Oh, and it's so slow. Do you live in England now? please click the link below.
Yep, there you go. So if you just click on that link for me, and it'll bring up the documentation, and then if you scroll down, there should be a sign box that requires a little squiggle from you, and then there is a. If you keep scrolling down a bit, there'll be a box where it says sign.
Can you see that?
Yeah, so where it says sign there, you can pop a little squiggle on with your finger. And then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. You just need to click on that. Oh, is it not? Can you not see there should be like a blue box that says sign?
I don't know.
A little squiggle in with your finger and then there'll be a blue button that says execute all documents underneath it.
Authorize signature required. I've done that.
Yep. And then you press execute all documents and it should say complete.
No, it don't execute yet. Right.
There you go. So that's all signed and complete. So that's you giving authorization to state you're happy with the legal team to speak to you. Okay. Now, Katrina, my name is James Thompson, so I am your case handler. So if you've got any questions or you require any updates, you can always contact me back on this number. Is that okay?
What's your name, James?
Thompson. Thompson.
James. I'd be down as a reason. Thompson, right?
Thompson, that's the one. So when you get off the phone to me, you can save this number and you'll be able to contact me at any time. Okay. Now, last but not least, Katrina, what I need to do, I need to put onto your report a form of ID and a form of proof of address. Now, do you have a bus pass or a passport at all?
My passport's run out and I don't have a bus pass.
You've got a bus pass, have you?
No.
Oh, do you not?
Right, no.
Okay. Do you have a driving licence at all?
No.
You don't. So what do you have as a form of ID for yourself, Katrina?
I don't really have nothing at the moment. I was going to renew my passport, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh, have you not? Right, no. Okay. What we can do then, so for your report, just so the legal team can confirm you are who you are, do you have letters that come through to your address?
Yeah. 13 letters, yes.
You've got quite a few letters, have you? Okay. So I'm just going to ask you, do you use the application WhatsApp on your mobile at all, Katrina?
I use WhatsApp.
You use WhatsApp, brilliant stuff. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get our admin team now just to send you a message through on WhatsApp. I'm going to place you on hold for a couple of minutes. Now, what I need you to do, if you've got three letters dated within the last 3 months, are you okay just to take three pictures of them letters for me? Is that okay?
I don't know how to do that because I'm dyslexic.
All right. Do you not know how to use your camera at all?
No, it's very... I only use my phone for checking emails.
Yeah.
People that ring me and messages on WhatsApp.
So what about on your WhatsApp? I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me just get this message out to you and I'll talk you through it. It'll literally take a couple of minutes. Is that okay?
We can try.
Of course, Katrina, do you want to just, while I place you on hold, do you want to go and have a look for three letters that you've got within the last Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm normally...
I'll put you on a hold. I'll put you on hold, Katrina. I'll be back within a couple of minutes, all right?
All right.
Thank you.
Come on, baby, move your legs over there.
Hi, Katrina, it's James again. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, darling, I can hear you.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so we have sent you a message on WhatsApp. If you were to go on to your WhatsApp, you should have received a message from ourselves. So you'll have a quick look at that.
It's James.
Yep, there you go. So when you go to type a message, there should be a little camera icon on the right-hand side. Can you see that at the bottom?
It's just coming up,
a picture of a little camera. If you click on that, it'll open up your camera on your phone, and you can take a picture of each letter. So which, what have you got three letters there, Katrina?
I've got four.
All right, three will do. We don't need four, three will do. That's perfectly fine. So If you place one letter down, and when you click on your camera icon on the WhatsApp, it'll open up your camera, and if you just take a picture of your first letter, now all four corners have to be in the letter. So when you're taking that picture, it has to be a picture of just a full letter for me. And then once you've taken that, you can press the green button, the green arrow, and it'll send through on WhatsApp.
Hang on. Take your time,
Katrina, honestly. Take your time.
That's one.
Yeah, so if you press the green button on the green arrow, once you've taken the picture, is there a green arrow there? Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. If you go back to your WhatsApp message that I've just sent you, and then if you have a look, so I'll be able to talk you through it as we're on the phone, you see. So when you go on WhatsApp, and they should, there you go. So you've sent a picture through, that's perfectly fine. But you know, just with that picture,
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be just the, like, you've done the picture really good, but it needs to be like the picture of the full letter. Do you know all four corners within the photo?
Oh my God.
I'll be able to help you out. Yeah, if you can try again. That, at least you know how to send a picture now. That we've learnt that. So if you want to try and do that again, open up your camera, go in the camera logo.
Right.
And then if you pull your phone away from the letter, you should be able to get all four corners. Like it's on your phone screen, the full... Oh, do you know, the letter has to be open, so, Katrina, you have to open that letter a little bit, do you know, because it's folded.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to open that letter up. Might make it a little bit easier. But you're doing really good, though. You're doing really well.
My God.
At least you can send photos on WhatsApp now.
Yeah, that's amazing. All four corners, yeah?
Yeah, all four corners within the photo, yeah. So open that letter up, and then all four corners... And then just press the green button. Katrina?
Yeah?
That'll do. That'll do for that one. That'll do fine. That'll do fine for that one. So I'll save that one for you. If you want to go to the other letter.
Right.
Change it. Is it another letter, or is it another letter from Universal Credit, or is it somewhere from somewhere else?
No, it's a water bill.
It's what, sorry?
A water bill.
Oh yeah, water bill's perfectly fine, yeah. So make sure you open that letter up, and make sure you pop all four corners in for me.
Anyway.
Ooh. So with that picture there, you need to put your phone over the top so you can see it, Katrina.
Let me move over.
So that water bill needs to be opened up as well. If you turn your camera around, have you got your phone on its side? If you turn your phone upwards, it might be maybe able to get a better picture for you. Oh, that's out of date. That, Katrina, I need to let you know that letter you've got there is out of date.
I've got
my council tax letter. Yeah, council tax letter will work. That's perfectly fine. We can use that. If you want to open that up and just keep your phone upright rather than turning your phone on its side, then you'll be able to get a full, better picture then. Oh, that's absolutely perfect, Katrina. There you go.
Right.
So that one is absolutely perfect. That picture is absolutely perfect. So we'll save that to your file. And then you've got one more.
The other one is PIP.
Yeah, what date's on that?
12th of March, 26th.
Yeah, perfect.
Is this?
Having a quick look. Yep, the date on that's perfect. No problem at all, Katrina. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to save them to your file for you now. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's everything completed for you, Katrina.
Okay. Right. Can you explain to me what this is all about? Because I didn't understand on...
Of course, I'll explain to you. So because you was in care before the year 2004, if you have witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, you'll qualify for a compensation payment, and the average compensation is around about £45,000, okay?
Why now, are you worried about all that crap?
Sorry, say that again, Katrina.
I'm not worried about the payment and all that. I don't care about that.
I know, but you'll still receive a payment, though, for yourself. I mean, I suppose if you were to receive £45,000, it's better in your back pocket, isn't it?
Aye, but then that'll cut my benefits off.
Sorry?
That'll cut my benefits off.
No, it won't do, because it's a compensation payment. It doesn't cut your benefits off.
Okay.
So you're allowed to receive compensation payments. It's only if you have earnings. So if you was to earn £45,000, then that would cut your benefits off. But if it's compensation, it doesn't affect your benefits for you. Is that okay? So what will happen, Karina? Say that again.
Anything else you need? One of the ladies that used to work in me, I can give you her name, and I can give you my social worker's name.
Yeah, so when the legal team call you, you can give that information to them, and they'll put it on your file for you, okay? I'll make you aware as well. I'll just need to read this to you. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay, so basically what that means is that... So basically what happens, it means that the legal team will be going in for the maximum amount for compensation for you, okay? Now, this doesn't cost you anything, Katrina, whatsoever. It's a no-win, no-fee basis. So what will happen, if you receive compensation, just the legal team, they request 20% to cover their legal costs, and then you'll receive the rest. Does that make sense?
How much is that?
So if you were to receive £100,000, this is an example, if you were to receive £100,000, the legal team would take £20,000 and you would receive £80,000. Does that make sense?
Aye.
Okay. So, Katrina, all you now need to do is just wait for the legal team and they'll contact you within 7 to 14 days. Is that okay?
Aye. Is it on the same number?
Yeah, it'll be on an 0161 number, 0161. Yep,
563-0816. 0816, okay.
So they'll contact you within 7 to 14 days, and they'll let you know how much you're going to be able to get for compensation and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine, see ya.
Brilliant. Katrina, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I'll speak with you soon, okay?
All right. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
No problem. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.